Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is 12:36 on the Dom Giordano Show. Mike Opelka in for my buddy Dom. He's under the weather, and I'm honored to be here filling in for Dom. I'm also really flattered, honored that our buddy from BroadenLiberty.com, Guy Shiraki, is joining us. Guy, it's been too long. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining us, sir.
I'm glad I'm here, and as you're safe in your bunker in Wilmington, I'm safe in an undisclosed location in Paoli, also safe from germs and anything else running around the main line.
Yeah, the Borowski flu, apparently it's really ripping through the region. So
hide the women and children. Hide the women and children, please.
Yeah, that's true. Mask up, people. Even though they don't do anything, they virtue signal. I hear Dan grousing around in the background. Dan, have we hit a nerve?
No, I'm just running in and out of the studio, and I hear you call me patient zero, so I just said, hide your kids, hide your wife, you know?
That's it. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
But meanwhile, Guy, during the break, discovered that it was actually Henry that was patient zero. Well, I got this from Henry. So you know what, Mike?
That's
up for debate. A little bit of nerve with this fake news debate that you're putting out there.
Wow, we need virus hunters in here to trace.
Where's
this.
Dr. Fauci when we need him?
Did you eat bird flu tainted dead fowl somewhere? Is that what happened?
There was a goose that was on my front lawn.
Hope you didn't touch it. Mm. We had dead snow geese peppering the beach in lower Delaware. We had a huge kill of dead geese. And apparently the local fox were feasting on them.
Ooh.
And welcome to the farm report on the Dom Giordano Show.
How do you kill dead geese, though?
Well, they were dead. They dropped dead of... they were feasted upon by the fox. They found these dead geese, snow geese. We have thousands of snow geese, and they foul the water. All right.
Sorry about that.
Let's get back
anyway
to the political subject.
There are countless people in South Philly and Port Richmond taking copious notes about snow geese because
they are.
This might afflict them.
Well, you know, it's lower Delaware. It's right across from Cape May. You could see them. I'm sure you can see them at Cape May. Rich's happy place. Guy, tomorrow is this speech, this address to the joint session of Congress by the president. And I'm hearing a bunch of Democrats just might sit this one out. They just might stay home tomorrow. Are you hearing anything along these lines?
I've heard it. I've heard rumblings about it. I've seen stuff on social media like you have. And look, I just don't get it. I mean, I think if there's one thing about the modern left, it's about arrogance and virtue signaling. But the arrogance, you know, in so many ways, but in this aspect, they make you believe that they're the first people that ever really cared about anything and that they're the first people that ever really thought they were right. And because they care and because they're right, they just can't be around anyone who isn't. They can't imagine that there were ever deeply held feelings on both sides during the Revolutionary War, during the Depression, during the Vietnam War, during the Watergate, times, during any other time in history, that Americans were never divided, and no one ever thought, so they think they're right, and therefore the rules don't apply. And in fact, part of being on the left is that you like to say the rules don't apply because the rules were created, the rules and the customs were created by bad people. Look, and I think most Americans, regardless of party, just throw up their hands and turn away because they say, I just want normalcy. I understand Democrats and Republicans fight, but I just want normalcy. And if you folks can't even sit in the same room together and have a speech together or have a dialogue, I'm not interested. And I think it's beginning to dawn on the majority of Americans that it's, while the Republicans are far from perfect and while conservatives are not always right, it's the left that picks up and leaves meetings and shuts down speech and does all this virtue signaling. So, look, I hope they show up. They don't have to applaud. I hope that they don't tear up the president's speech like Nancy Pelosi did. But, look, we're all just crying out. We want these problems solved, but we just want normalcy. We're done with the theater. We have real problems. No more theater. Solve the problems.
Well, you have this piece on Broad and Liberty entitled "Thank You, Democrats," and are you thanking them for being temper tantrum riddled children?
Well, I thank them in this sense. You know, I did a similar theme back when the Bucks County Commissioners, when Diane Marseglia, as the chair of the Bucks County Commissioners, during the infamous recount that they dragged out forever, where she told the audience there and those folks watching live on their public access channel, I know what the law is, but I'm tired of following it, and I'm going to do what I want and let the courts figure it out. And I wrote a column then and said, thank you, Diane, because you've now said out loud the quiet part, which is you don't care about the rules. So I say tongue-in-cheek thank you, because a lot of us for the last several years have said there's more at play here than just COVID and the lockdowns. There's more at play here than just the border being open. There's more at play here than the Ukrainian war. There's more at play here than just energy independence. There are bigger, deeper issues. And to me, when you watch the temper tantrums, the daily screaming, not only is it exhausting, not only does it become white noise, but in the case of the Democrats, it shows you what they really care about. They don't get up in arms and hold protests when we learn through the national report card that public education scores are at an all-time low. There's no protest, there's no rally, there's no screaming. As John Fetterman said, a Pittsburgh worth of illegal immigrants are coming over the border every month. There's no protest, there's no screaming. When we learn that there are people 207 years old getting Social Security checks, there's no protest, there's no screaming. When do we get the protest and screaming? We get the protest and screaming when you try to stop paying fake 207-year-olds. You get the protest when we try to close the border. You get the protest when you try to get spending under control. You get protest when you try to remove 18-year-old boys from spiking balls in the face of 18-year-old girls and then wanting to shower in the locker room with them afterwards. Those are the things that get modern Democrats all excited, and that's when they go to the microphones and scream. That's when they have rallies, and that's when they go to court. So tongue-in-cheek, I say thank you, because for those of us that said there are really big issues at play and the Democrats have very different values, they've spent the last 35 days showing us that. It's now crystal clear to anyone paying attention who isn't deeply ideological. We know what the Democrats care about. They care. They are adamantly in favor of keeping the status quo and adamantly in favor of undermining everything we believe in. So let's now have the debate. Let's see who wants to solve problems and who doesn't. Let's see who wants to seal the border and who doesn't. Let's see who wants to stop wasteful spending and doesn't. We're learning. You and I and others, we don't have to explain what the Democrats are for. The Democrats have shown us. So I say tongue-in-cheek, thank you. You've now made the terms of the debate crystal clear.
Yeah, and I think you're spot on. Guy Shiraki from Broad and Liberty talking with us here on the Dom Giordano Show. Mike Opelka in for Dom. There is a piece, Guy, that would almost make you think this piece is on Politico today, that almost make you think that maybe the Democrats are kind of reading stuff like you put out, and they're starting to say, hold on a second here. We might be playing this wrong. The centrist group of Democrats that has suddenly started percolating up appear to be pushing the AOCs and the Jasmine Crockett's off to the side. and saying that we got to focus on things other than bathrooms and showers and guys in women's sports, and maybe focus on real issues here, because the border, now you're hearing Hakeem Jeffries kind of take credit for Democrats wanting to close the border after it's closed. And it really is closed. Now, if you look at the numbers, it's down easily 93% to 94% in terms of traffic that it was happening in the month of February over the last 3 years. So Democrats are trying to take credit for this, and they seem to be dropping identity politics and purity tests. And if that's the case, then maybe they're waking up, or do they hear the clock ticking that the midterms are pretty close, actually?
Yeah, look, I think you're spot on. Look, as an American, that's the debate I hope the Democratic Party has, as to what is its path forward. How do they participate in the debate? How do we secure our border? What should our relationship with NATO really be like? What would energy independence look like? What can we do to the economy to allow a private sector, not public sector jobs, but private sector jobs grow? How do we rescue kids trapped in really bad schools? How do we empower parents? Reasonable people can disagree on the answer, but we haven't even been debating those things. We've been debating all the things, or they've been debating and screaming and yelling and going to court and howling and holding press conferences about the litany of the things that you said. You know, I use as a benchmark, when I was chief of staff to the lieutenant governor a decade ago, the debate around natural gas in Pennsylvania, when we realized that we had more energy than Saudi Arabia under our feet in Pennsylvania alone, not counting West Virginia and Ohio, the debate in Pennsylvania a decade ago was, what should be the tax rate on the gas coming out of the ground? And hard left Democrats want bigger tax, and Republicans wanted no tax. That was the debate. Everybody, in fact, there were my Democratic state senator at the time said on the floor of the Senate, look, everybody knows this energy has to come out of the ground. It's in our interest. There is almost no Democrat in Pennsylvania or in America that believes that anymore.
Wow.
If we want to debate how much energy to get out and how to tax it or how to maximize its effectiveness, let's have a Democrat and Republican discussion and find out compromise. But when one party wants to get the energy out of the ground to lower inflation and protect our national security, and the other side screams, ban fossil fuels, you can't have a debate. So as an American, I hope the Democratic Party listens to those folks, but not just listens to them like they put on a costume. I mean, I don't want them to all go buy trucker hats because they think it's cool, right? I want them to embrace that and feel comfortable with that and move. Let's move the debate back to the 50-yard line and debate those things and stop debating this insanity where we're fighting about stuff that 10 years ago, no, forget Republican, no Democrat would have said those things. 10 years ago, no Democrat would have said 17-year-old boys should be able to run track against 17-year-old girls and then go in the locker and shower with them. 10 years ago, no Democrat would have said ban fossil fuels, let the Chinese and the Russian determine our quality of life. 10 years ago, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton talked about securing the border. They talked about cutting waste out of government and being responsible to taxpayers. Where did that Democratic Party go? It was captured by crazy people, which is why President Trump now leads a party that, for the first time since Ronald Reagan, most people identify as Republicans and Democrats, because everyday folks who care about crime, safety, and their kids can't imagine what the modern Democratic Party is even talking about. So as an American, I hope they find their way, because then we can really work on solving problems, and problems we talk about at our kitchen table. That's what we need.
I hope they find their way, but not until after the midterms, Guy. That's just me. I would like to see the House majority increase a little bit. That's just me. I'm a little greedy. Guy Shiraki from Broad and Liberty, a place you should go and a guy you should read and follow on social media always. Thanks for being there, my friend. Always appreciate you.
I appreciate it as well. This debate is real. And I hope folks follow me, but most of all, I hope we stay engaged. You know, as many of us said, the election in November was the beginning, not the end. The election in November was the beginning. The heavy lifting is now, and we've got to make sure that we fundamentally fix all this stuff that's off its axis. So thanks for letting me talk about it, and let's roll up our sleeves and get the work done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.